be at ease for just a few moments. And we are back. Welcome, everyone. We've got one more item here on our agenda, 29 license sales from Director Tom Kirschenman. We'll throw it to you, sir.
Again, good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. Tom Kirschenman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So the license report and license sales report for you begins on page 93 of your Commission book, and I even hesitate to say page 93. That gives a good indication of how much information you've had this meeting, but as you would turn to 93, you're going to notice that it has a little bit different appearance and look this month for the license report. And we took a different approach to try to break up the information a little bit for you and provide a few more details for you and see some trends over the last couple of years. Remember back thinking in time, past several years, we've had one sheet with just a spreadsheet with a bunch of numbers. And while it certainly gives the same information as here, we're hopeful that this breaks it down a little bit more for you and gives you a few more details and see some trends. So real quickly, the numbers in front of you are from the beginning of the license year, which would be December 15th, and the numbers are valid through the end of February. It's how we ran this report. Compare where we are this year to years past, looking at that same time frame. So the first page there, what we did is we pulled out the combination licenses. And the reason for doing that is in the old spreadsheet, remember, combination license give you hunting and fishing opportunities. And so we just wanted to break this out a little bit more and set it by its side. Real quickly, if you look at 2023, right now where we're at 25,500, and in 2022 we're at 24,470. So we are ahead right now this year compared to where we were a year ago in 2022 for those combination licenses, which is real encouraging to see. That's probably, again, a contributing factor of pheasant hunting, fishing opportunities, and probably some level of auto renewal involved in there as well. And then the two graphs there below are broken up by the combination licenses and the senior combination to give you an idea of where those revenue trends are over the last 4 years. And so you can see there right now, at the beginning of the license year, things are looking really good. If you go to the next page, we broke out habitat stamp by itself. Again, these numbers would just be indicative of that same time frame of the last 2 years. Things look real good right now for 2023 in comparison to 2022 on the resident side, and on the non-resident side down just a little bit. And certainly that is probably a contributing factor from the weather that we did experience primarily in January and had fewer license sales for a non-resident small game, which I'll get to here in just a moment. And again, you can see the graph there showing some trends over the last 3 years of the habitat stamp and where we are today, especially from the resident side, the blue lines on your graph. We can see that those numbers continue to increase and are looking strong. And again, non-resident's very similar to last year. Next page broken down is primarily small game. It does include trapping and fur bear, but the primary piece of this is small game hunting opportunities. A couple numbers I just want to point out to you on the top half, the small game for resident hunters. 2023, you're looking at 3,367 in comparison to 2022, where it was a little over 1,800. So those numbers look really good. Things are going really strong into the late season of small game season, and again, the weather hit. And that's probably what's indicative of when you look at the numbers on the bottom side on the non-resident small game license sales. A year ago, we were at about 4,100. This year, we're about 2,300. Again, most likely resulting from the winter weather that we observed and had come before us in that end of December and through the month of January. And some of those folks just decided not to come in late season. And again, you see a similar trend there on the shooting preserve five-day non-resident, 776 a year ago, 450 this year. Again, most likely a lot of those operations were shut down just because of the winter weather and some of the conditions that persisted. The graphs below break down resident, non-resident, and then the combination of revenue coming in. Again, when you combine it all from a small game perspective, behind a little bit from last year, again, I think we contribute that to weather, but we'll continue to watch that as the year goes along. Next page would be the fishing licenses. Some real encouraging trends that we're seeing here right now. You remember the conversations from last year where we did see that decline in resident annual fishing licenses. Something that's certainly encouraging at this moment in time is we are ahead this year compared to last year at this moment, almost by 2,000 licenses. I think a lot of that can be, again, contributed to we've had some phenomenal ice fishing opportunities and experiences available out there. Some of it might entail some folks doing more and more of the auto renewal as well, which is obviously encouraging. And we'll continue to watch that trend because we were really concerned about those resident fishing licenses going down last year, and this is a great thing to see in our license sales at this time. And that same thing, the annual fishing licenses for non-residents are up also in comparison to last year and holding on strong. When you look at the three graphs there for fishing licenses, again, everything would lead to things are off to a really good start for this license year and looking very good. On the next page, in the last page of license sales update, we added something to this that we didn't do in the past. And this has to do with big game drawings or limited licenses that are offered up through lottery drawings. We typically did not include this in our monthly reports. We added this in here and looking at some ways that we can provide you some additional license information. And so what you see here is some information for the Malt Lion licenses, the Prairie Spring Turkey First Draw Tags, and Custer State Park Malt Lion Access Permits. You can see the number of licenses that have been sold on the top part. Again, please keep in mind for the Malt Lion season, you can buy a license throughout the season. The season has not concluded, especially in the Black Hills yet, so those numbers will continue to change, but still doing very well. And then the bottom table there, and then you can see the graphs below. We also just wanted to provide some information on how do things look from a trend-wise in terms of desire or demand for some of these licenses by applications. And so you can see there, for example, look at the Lake Francis Case Paddlefish First Draw application. You can see in 2023 we had 2,500, last year 2,100, the year before 1,800, 1,900 the year before. So just wanted to share this type of information as well. As we get through, like, for example, the first draw of elk or the first draw of deer, we're going to try to come up with some graphs and tables that show you similar type results. We may not do every draw, for example, of the combined deer drawing because things get very complicated and convoluted as you get in the second, third, fourth draws. But in particular, the first draw of, like, deer, antelope, other turkey seasons, elk season, we'll try to incorporate some graphs just to give you an idea of how many applications we're getting for the number of licenses we have and that type of information, just to show you some more details and provide you a little more insight on demand and desire from our sportsmen and women out there for our great opportunities that we have. So, Madam Chair, that is the end of my report. Just wanted to highlight a few things. I do want to give a kudos out to Ashley Weibel. She was the one that we gave her some ideas of, you know, doing a different type of report, and she pulled these things out, incorporated the graphs. I think it is a nice adjustment from what we were doing before for license sales. If you like this approach, we will continue down this path. If there's something else that you would like to see or some adjustments, please give a shout out to me and we'll make those adjustments. But if you like the general approach or overall concept, we'll continue to proceed with not only the numbers, but provide you some graphs that you can see some better trends as we move forward as well. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you with any questions you may have.
Questions or comments? Commissioner Lockett?
I think it's a great idea to use the graphs. I'm wondering if we should even have them posted on the website, some of them, especially where we got people applying for elk for 14 years or whatever. Let them know what the... so they understand what's really going on. It's a quick, easy way to get an understanding.
Yeah, Madam Chair, so Commissioner Locken, two things. Number one, when we include these, obviously the commission book is on the website so people can look at and we can direct them to that. And also we continue to work on with Go Outdoors, the draw statistics, and we can look at some other types of graphs to include just to give some historical perspective for folks as well. So we'll look at that and try to incorporate some of those things on the website. I'll work with our licensing staff and NIT and communication staff to try to find some of those most appropriate ones to put out there.
Any other questions or comments?
Questions, not on this, but something different. Where are we sitting on the mountain lion harvest so far?
Dino. Madam Chair, if you'll give me 2 seconds, let me pull it up. And last I looked, we were at 33. I was going to say 34, so I was close. 33. And what we do see, no different many other years, the last couple of years in particular, when we do have a snowfall event, we oftentimes see a short spike there of some additional harvest, but continues on. We still have the remainder of March and all of April yet for the season there within the Black Hills.
Do you have another question?
Yeah, for Nick. I haven't heard him much lately. How's your campaign doing on the second century raffle with the boat and the truck going?
Yes, so Nick Harrington, communications manager. Campaign's going pretty well. We had our initial push kind of in that October, November time period. And then again, as mentioned before, Second Century Habitat Fund was also working with their Winter Storm Initiative. So that was kind of taking place in more of the focal point that January, February. But the truck and the boat was also at sports shows throughout that time as well. So it was able to go to the Rapid City Sports Show, the Dakota Angler Ice Institute in Sioux Falls. It was at Pheasant Fest in Minneapolis, and I believe we had I believe it was like 32,000 people that came through. It was a very popular event. And then it will also be at the Sioux Falls Sports Show, I believe, just this weekend as well. So it's been making the rounds across the state. Money-wise, we're sitting, I haven't pulled them lately, I want to say about $150,000 so far, but as we know, as we did with the Can-Am and even with our Hunt for Habitat raffles, these raffles tend to, that last month, that last 3 weeks is really where we'll even see that much money and more raised in just that time period as that sense of urgency comes. And with this one in particular, with spring fishing taking off, I would anticipate that trend to continue as well.
We're gaining way more money over than last year now.
Correct.
More than double already.
Yes.
No, that's good. Good job.
And Nick, the giveaway is that June 3rd at the gala?
Yes. Yes, Madam Chair.
Secretary Rublin.
Touched on both the things I was going to cover, which I appreciate. The Hunt for Habitat, it might be good to also include that in this report here, Tom. Okay. Just where we're at for raffle tickets sold and that sort of thing. We'll be doing that in July, I believe, again. Then the Habitat Gala is June 3rd, and I'm asking the commissioners to put that on their calendar. It will be in Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Arena there, and it'd be great if you could attend. It'll be an evening banquet gala. And yeah, it'll be a great night for Habitat. Second Century will be raffling the boat and truck off at that time. There'll be other entertainment there and auction and things like that. So it'll be a great night for Habitat. And just wanted to put that out there for you folks to know about.
Excellent. Just one note for me, looking at these numbers and the license and where we're at, all looks very, very good. I will say this, a round of applause to the marketing team, because every time I open up the GFMP website, it reminds me I have to get my fishing license, and I do. And if I'm pumping gas, it's letting me know about events around the state. So we can have great programs, but unless the community and the citizens know about it, we won't see the success that we see. So good job to the marketing team.
Thank you.
That is all I have, or I guess that's all we have. At this point, we'll ask for additional solicitation items from the commission for our next meeting. Any final thoughts, Secretary, before we adjourn?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Madam Chair, for a great meeting. We had a great, robust conversation about numerous proposals, numerous petitions, had a lot of great presentations. I want to thank all of the public for participating in our meeting. It's always great to have that interest and receive that feedback, and I encourage that into the future as well. And obviously, I want to thank staff. These meetings are there's a lot of moving parts here, the folks in this room and many that are listening in as well. Fantastic job with the organization, Liz. Thank you for everything you do, and can't be said enough. So, yeah, we're excited to be in Brookings next month, Macquarie Gardens in April, and looking forward to continuing these conversations about deer and other things that we have on the agenda for April. So back to you, Madam Chair.
I don't think I can say it any better than that. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make the
motion.
So moved.
And we have a second. All those in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you in April.